Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for 3 and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show
that
everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Thursday edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson. As we head towards Alabama this weekend. Houston, how you doing, buddy? What?
No comment.
What?
You get sick
on,
yesterday.
You get on to me for not welcoming you into the program. So I got you into the program.
It's been a rough start to the day. Okay, I got down to my last pair of contacts.
No. Here we go.
I'll be honest. All of you eye doctors out there, close your ears. I wear contacts much longer than you're probably supposed to, but I do take them out every night and wash them. I got down to my final pair. They lasted 3 days. I dropped one this morning as I was putting it in my eye, and I could not find it. No idea where that thing went. Could have gone down the drain. Could have vanished into thin air. Disintegrated.
No, wait,
neutralized.
So it wasn't the contact's fault it only lasted 3 days. It was user error.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Oh, okay.
So I had to scramble to find old contacts.
Yeah.
Really old.
Were they expired?
Years old.
Check the date?
Yes.
No.
They are expired. Do I have them in my eye? Yes, I do.
Can you see?
It's a relative term.
Yeah?
So,
you have glasses.
I am aware that I have glasses. I don't like wearing glasses on the show. I have not yet worn glasses on the show, and I couldn't find them. So I found old contacts instead.
And you couldn't find them.
I couldn't see to find them because I don't have my contacts in. I don't know what's so hard about this.
I do have a friend that's so blind. If she doesn't put the glasses in the same spot on the nightstand every night, she won't be able to find them in the morning. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of people like that.
That's rough.
So there's a lot of people out there who just can't see that good without glasses or corrective contact lenses. I suppose I might be one of those people. Thusly, this morning was a mad dash scramble. I'm still dealing with the after effects of yesterday's sludge nightmare that you guys made me drink.
I thought that all came out all right yesterday.
As I said, there are still lingering effects from the sludge drink that you guys made me drink yesterday.
You're welcome.
You created the game. You drew South Carolina. They lost. I don't know what we had. You drew the New York Giants helmet, which corresponded with suicide condiment drink. Condiment suicide. None of that's our fault.
Yes, the cuttlefish ink is your fault, whether you want to take any responsibility for it or not. Needless to say, my body not used to cuttlefish ink.
Well, shouts out, Chad.
Yeah, I mean, when you When you have a listener overnight a product, even pay for it, I don't know what we're supposed to do. Not put it in there. Say thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, what is this called?
Fan Run Radio.
What the hell are you guys doing? I'm not mad at Chad. I'm just kind of upset at you guys, but the reality is I'm the one dealing with it still. And blind. It was a rough morning. That's what I'm saying. So then you ask me how I'm doing, knowing that I've already told you all these stories right before we go on the air.
To welcome you into the show.
Yeah, I had a nosebleed.
You did it with a
tone?
Knock the cocaine off and the nosebleeds will stop. I've tried to warn you. You knew how I was feeling, and you asked me anyway. It was a setup. What were you just looking at?
I thought I had knocked something over.
You guys are all out of sorts.
We're all good.
I'm over here calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah.
Speaking of calm, cool, and collected, Butch Jones will be in attendance for this Saturday's game in Neyland Stadium.
Your segues need a lot of work.
Yeah, that was rough.
I was incredible.
They need a lot of work.
I was going to let you complain about your nosebleed.
There's not much to complain about. I woke up. I went to make sure I had my glasses.
Is this the whiniest morning show? Go ahead.
And
we've been called that
bleeding.
Before.
I mean, it didn't stop for a while.
It's so hard.
And then for like...
I thought you were going to be on the video with the Kleenex.
I just took it out. I think we're good. Didn't want to get blood all over the equipment.
I appreciate that.
Well, then wouldn't you have left the Kleenex in?
I think we were good. It had been stuck in the nose for about a good 30 minutes at this point.
30? Man.
We got phones going off. Someone forgot to silence their phone. There's so many jobs to do right before the radio show starts. My gosh.
There you go.
Do we even consider ourselves professionals on mornings like this?
Absolutely not. I never even consider myself a professional. I just kind of show
no
up
one
and
does.
Go with the flow. Yet it somehow works out.
Well, as Davey mentioned, it is Alabama, 2 days away.
Yeah, let's keep breaking down this game.
It's happening. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
I don't want to notice.
Individuals,
I mean, it'll be there
in the Tennessee fan base have started to believe. Houston, I saw in a message board yesterday a guy basically in 4 to 5 to 8 paragraphs convince himself that Tennessee has a real shot because, and get this, Alabama ain't played nobody. That was essentially the argument. Alabama ain't played nobody, Paul.
Do you realize how guilty I felt at times last week? How dumb I felt as I tried to make the case of why, even though I believed it, which is probably why I felt even dumber, because I'm thinking 15.5 points. I get it. But man, when you look at the stats and when you really start to break this game down, I think Tennessee does have a legit chance. And then I had to preface it by saying things like, but I'm not going to pick them to win, but I'm just saying if they were to win, here's how it would happen.
You didn't want to be that guy.
You can't do that this week. I'm sorry. I want to. I have tried. I have broken it down. I have watched the tape. I'm sorry. I love you all so much. And buddy, if I'm wrong, I will eat a live crow on the show. A live one.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we recorded that. Awesome. All right.
I mean, no one
live would, crow on the
no
show.
No one would let me eat a live crow.
That would be pretty
awesome. I
wouldn't
stop you from eating a live crow.
There would be groups
I
that would stop
I might cook
it.
You one and make you eat it, though.
I would eat a cooked crow.
Houston will eat
I'm
a
sorry.
Cooked crow.
I'm sorry.
If Tennessee
I'm
beats
sorry
Alabama.
You can't do that this week.
It's Rod just, called in yesterday. Feeling good.
I know he did. And I told him to take his meds. Can they cover? Sure. I don't think they can win. 29.5 points?
That was worse than Missouri.
I'm sorry.
And that was Alabama at home.
What's the largest college football upset in the history of the game according to the spread?
Well, okay, so the problem is App State over Michigan, there wasn't a line.
Right.
Because it was FCS.
Right. So that's what this would be like,
then.
Essentially.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. There's got to be other examples.
So that's
that
the
range.
One that would rank ahead of this one? Is that perhaps?
I don't know what the Old Dominion one was, Virginia Tech. That's probably the biggest one this season. We'll let Davey troll around for that. But I'm trying to think of a team in this situation, like a number one team that, I mean, there's been number one teams that get beat, but people
right.
expect
Liberty
them.
Flames plus 34 over the Baylor Bears.
Can one up you. By Point Spread's standards, Howard pulled off perhaps the biggest upset because they ended up being down, or they were favored to lose by 45, and they won 43-40.
Who did they beat?
UNLV.
When was this?
Last year.
So none of these were like the number one team in the country?
No.
All right, I see it now. Howard Bison, plus 45.5, UNLV. This was last year.
So,
Howard won by 3. They scored 43 points.
Well, I think they've started, they started putting more lines on these just really awful games.
Oh, the Jim Harbaugh game. They were 40.5 point underdogs against USC in 2007, the Jim Harbaugh game.
There you go.
The one that launched his career.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I mean, that's, you know, USC's a Alabama-type program.
So that's where we are. Hoping we have Jim Harbaugh part two.
No, just Jeremy Pruitt part one.
Whatever.
What was Rod's reasoning?
I don't remember.
Because Matt Patricia and the Detroit Lions beat Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
Doug Brooks just sent in the Stanford one. Now, I guess perhaps that's the most... that's the most reasonable
comparison.
And we got 10 extra points? 11? Ho ho, maybe there is a chance now that I'm looking at... Stop. I'm excited about the game. I'm excited about this team. I'm excited about improvement. But regardless of what happens, I don't think you should be overly disappointed this weekend. That's what I'm saying. Talk about unrealistic expectations. We're going to win this week. Come on. I love the optimism. I'm an optimistic person. I'm very optimistic about Pruitt. Why would you roll and scoff at that?
You're not optimistic at all.
How am I not optimistic? How am I pessimistic?
I guess you're optimistic about Tennessee football.
I think I'm just a realist.
You don't have to be one or the other.
People that say that are not optimists. It's just true. Anyone that ever claims to be a realist.
Pessimist.
Okay. I didn't say you are.
I mean, then you would say, I would call you a realist. You wouldn't go, oh, I'd roll your eyes.
But you're not an optimist. Come on.
It depends on what the topic is. Certain things. I used to be an optimist about Tennessee football.
Yeah.
And then you get kicked in the crotch a million times and you realize, maybe I should look at this a little bit more
realistically. What was your season prediction?
This year?
Yeah.
7-5. Still on the board.
What was Davey at?
6-6, I think.
I thought you were at 6-6 too, and Nate was at 7-5.
Well, don't you have it written down somewhere?
Not that, because we didn't do it on air.
Yes, we did. Did we not?
We might have came back and said it.
I thought I had him going like 7-5, winning the first four, or three out of the first four.
You may have. I know I was at 7-5. Dave was at 6-6.
Well, I was one or the other.
Well, you did project that we beat Florida and West Virginia when the.
In the time
week of
but
the games.
But preseason predictions and then what you do the week of don't have to correlate.
I'd say you're a Tennessee football optimist.
Yeah.
For sure.
Really? Yeah. I think you're a Tennessee football optimist.
Me?
No.
Buddy, you picked them to win 9 games last year. And then
the year before that,
I think it was 11 or 12.
No.
Buddy, you always have the highest season prediction for them each year on this show.
Only since you and I have been doing this show. Before that, it was the opposite.
Okay, so basically since the show started, minus a couple months, you have always had the highest record, like the most wins on your prediction of this show. Last year I said 7-5. I think you had 8-4.
And four. Yeah. It wasn't 9.
Yeah. Probably had them winning the bowl game if they'd have made it. Brad Rose asks, would I eat my crow with or without cuttlefish ink?
Oh, without, Brad. Without.
Awful stuff.
That's
disgusting. It's worse later. I'll leave it at that.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I know. I'll leave it at that.
This is how bad it was. I opened the cuttlefish ink. I put it in the blender. I blended. We made the drink. The next break, I rinsed out the blender. I had closed the cuttlefish ink immediately, put it into the trash can. There was nothing out in the main lobby area of the radio station still exposed of cuttlefish ink. The Talk Sports guys come in. and are so like blown away by the smell. Keep in mind, Houston's drink is completely enclosed away from that area that they had to open the door.
Also, keep in mind, Houston is drinking it.
I'm trying to.
They're like, ew, it smells so bad.
I'm just saying.
Slurping it down in here.
If the smell is that bad, I can't imagine the taste.
Yeah, you can't because you didn't even try.
I wasn't going to.
But the smell.
I didn't lose.
They walked into the studio and they were like, Ben Lee goes, ugh, smells good in here. That was just from my cup sitting in here. It's disgusting. No, Cuttlefish Inc., I am out forever. That's a new veto.
What did they put that on?
Nothing. It's just, I don't know. Probably some fish or something.
Cuttlefish Inc. pasta.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. And risotto, someone said.
This says Cuttlefish Inc. versus squid ink.
What
so
are we doing?
Exactly.
Stop. This would have been a good yesterday topic,
yeah,
but you've wasted this opportunity. Over yesterday, when I couldn't talk, you should have talked about all the dishes that could involve Cuttlefish Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Today, We're on to Bama. We're off of Bama and back on Cuttlefish. Let's go. How do you talk about this game?
I know.
Like I said,
I know.
I'm not negative. Not anymore. And really, last year we weren't negative. We were just keeping it real and people didn't like it.
No, we just facts.
We get called sensationalists. Were we sensational when we told you Butch Jones was awful? Now that you've seen what real coaching looks, I don't know. I'm not taking a victory lap today. I'm not doing it. That's not about that. That's not what it's about.
It is a little bit. He's
but
coming
we were
back.
Right.
He's coming back. He's a topic.
As a role-taking intern. That's not a joke. That's what he does on the sidelines. He takes role to make sure all the players are in their right spots.
Right.
That's what he does now.
No, this week may be, I guess it'll always kind of have to fade out. Because next year, if he's still with Alabama and you play them, he might get brought up again. You're always going to compare some of the stuff that Jeremy Pruitt does to stuff that Butch Jones used to do. So it'll be a slow fade. But I think this week, he deserves to be a topic. Because he was so,
I'm just so over him.
Awful.
I'm so over him, though.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so over him, and I'm so pro Pruitt.
Do we realize now, though, like how
Pruitt.
Utterly ridiculous the, like, I mean, just the stuff that happened last season was.
It wasn't just last season.
I want positivity.
I know, but last season it was the ultimate.
That scratchy voice.
He fell on a helmet.
I want positivity.
And that's the truth. I mean, like, that situation.
He fell on a helmet, and that's the truth.
Like.
And that's the truth.
Say it, do it again.
And that's the truth.
I mean, the utter ridiculousness of that. I almost feel like we should have freaked out even more, but I don't know how you do that. Like you.
Well,
like,
we were freaking out the most, if that makes you feel better.
We were.
We got called sensationalists because of it, even though we're just shooting you straight, trying to keep it between the lines.
It is sensational. It's
quite remarkable.
It's the weirdest, most chaotic, drama-filled thing. It's probably one of the weirder things to ever happen inside a college football program. I mean,
that's a good job
forever. And then I saw some, I was talking with some people about this. Like, somebody should probably write the feature story and just title it Juwan Jennings Was Right. Like, when he went off on the coaching staff.
Well, in fairness, that was the backup coaching staff.
Still. I guess though, that was the staff.
Maybe backup's not the right word.
That was still the staff Butch Jones put together.
Sans Butch.
It was still the fallout from the way he was running this program. And, I mean, we had, Jimmy Himes out here saying, well, he needs to take his medication. I mean, like people tried to tell you, no, all this is normal. This is normal. Players fight all the time in practice.
The kid is crazy.
Which is true, but they don't do what those guys were doing last year. Like,
they all worked it out.
It still boggles the mind.
The kids are cool.
I'm still completely, the kids always bounce back, Houston.
They're tough. They're resilient. I forgot that was a Butch word.
Yeah,
we both said it at the same
time.
You're
right, I kind of twitched on that one.
Well, I realized we both said it at the same time, but that was one of his words. Actually, that was not a word. His word was resiliency.
That's true.
Resiliency.
Is that even a word? No, I don't know. But yes, he will be back on the sideline this week. I kind of want to get first row tickets right behind the Alabama bench. Just, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be the one to yell at him. I just want to know. I just want to be there if anyone does yell at him and hear what they say.
Oh, people are going to yell at. Although, I will say, no, that's, I mean, that's close enough to the student section, right? He'll hear a few, right?
I'm at row one.
Oh, yeah, he did get row one seats for this game.
You have to take a
sign. Davey was so upset because he's like, I don't like being on row one. It's too low. I want a better seat for the game. I don't
Until
care about being on TV.
Now.
But now.
Davey, your entire life has been moving towards this moment.
It's like the story of Esther. Maybe.
Probably a lot of stories you could say it's like.
Maybe. It was just for a time like this.
F is closer to the end zone than it is to Alabama's bench.
Blast. Foiled again by pesky UT.
Maybe he could upgrade.
He could switch with somebody. Do you guys really use the assigned tickets?
No, they don't.
They don't, like, only if you're like in the first three rows.
Oh, okay.
That's when people kind of try to.
That makes sense.
I like to go about 30 rows up.
Yeah. You got to be farther away than that. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. We'll figure that out. You know, John Reed brought it up yesterday. I wasn't really that upset, except thinking about after the game.
Oh, yeah.
If Bama wins.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that that person will light a victory cigar while being an intern on the number one team in the country because your agent got you a gig, you will light a victory cigar celebrating the fact that the team you have nothing to do with beat the dysfunctional university program team that you helped drive into the ground and is only now starting to pull themselves back out of your junk. The fact that he will light a victory cigar Saturday evening makes me sick to my stomach. Like, if he has a shred of decency or respect or self-awareness, he will refrain from lighting that cigar and from being videoed smoking it. And if not, if he decides to ignite the stogie after a team he has nothing to do with beats the team and the program that he had everything to do with being at the point they're at now, I will have no, and I mean no, respect for that man as a professional, period. I'll leave it at that.
Benedict Arnold. That's not even a good
I don't know
fair.
About that.
That's not even a fair comparison. He did because Butch Jones doesn't even help Alabama. He's not even really a traitor. He's not really even helping them. He's just
over
there.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't like that analogy.
Nah, I was trying to come up with a good traitor one. I even pulled up a top 10 list. None of them really worked. He's not a traitor.
He's just a failed lieutenant. Failed general.
So
like a failed general going to mop the floors for the other military.
I mean,
in the other country. That's what it is. Mopping the floors.
Sad. Three and Out is driven by Toyota Knoxville. I-40, the Lowell Road exit right there on Parkside Drive. Swing in and take advantage of the $300 off you can get if you mention Fox Sports Knoxville on any new or even pre-owned vehicle as well. Just tell them you heard about them right here, and they'll take $300 off their best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle at Toyota Knoxville. You can shop all the inventory online, toyotaknoxville.com. Then when you're ready to head to the dealership, it's I-40, Lovell Road exit, right there on Parkside Drive. It's Toyota Knoxville, Knoxville's Toyota dealer.
So I'm told. Just keeping it real.
I missed the last part you said. You have to. Never mind. We won't. There's no need to rewind that. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Talking a little Alabama-Tennessee. The natural connection. Butch Jones going to be... I mean, Nick Saban talked about it yesterday. It was kind of perfect. I know Saban doesn't do this on purpose, but if you're just kind of trying to craft the story, the fact that Saban said, well, he can't coach the players... And he said that because, technically speaking, you know, Butch Jones can't coach the players. He's an analyst. They're not allowed to coach the players.
They just analyze.
But the way that Nick Saban said it and the way that it got tweeted by people because of the way he said it made it sound like Nick Saban was agreeing with all Tennessee fans that Butch Jones can't
coach players. Yeah, he can't coach players.
He can't coach players.
We don't let him near the players.
Techniques over tactics.
What does that mean, by the way? It means we don't game plan. We just make sure that their technique's halfway decent, because neither of those really are true.
Tactics. Yeah, I don't.
I doubt he actually explained it when he gave the quote. He's just like, you know what?
you think?
They both start with T's. We're going to go with alliteration right here.
Techniques over tic-tacs.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Chad Beyer said Butch is the disfigured creepy guy in 300 that betrays the Spartans but doesn't actually fight. Forget that guy's name. The one good thing about Quasimodo, though, in 300 was that he knew the location and whereabouts of the secret path to get around the 300. He at least had some bit of information that helped the Persians defeat Leonidas, or Leonidas, as Nate Hodges has pointed out during the break. He at least had some info. But what are you going to do if you're Leonidas? The guy couldn't lift his shield. He couldn't protect the man behind him.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be in the phalanx. Do you know that's what it was called? The phalanx? That's what the big turtle shell thing they do?
Phalanx?
Phalanx. 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 I think it's phalanx. Hmm. They do the turtle shell,
yeah.
And then they have the one where they march, and they, huh, and then stab, and then, huh,
yeah.
And then, huh, stab, huh. Phalanx. The Greek, maybe it's sphalanx.
I don't think so.
I know I'm close. I remember that from Greek, what was it? What mythology? It was Greek Civilization 300. I took it as a freshman.
Western Civ?
No, this was one above Western Civ. I wasn't even supposed to get in this class. I don't know how I got in. One of the most difficult classes I took in college. I wrote a great paper on Achilles. Got it back, C-. Only paper I ever wrote in my entire life that did not get a B or higher.
Phalanx. Yeah, you're right.
Say it again.
Phalanx?
No, the second part.
Oh, no.
Say it again.
I think you were close.
I told you I was close. It's phalanx. Nailed it. Man, think about that. It's impressive,
Don't
huh?
they have the spear guy with the really long ones?
13 years like in the steel trap,
like
Hudson.
He's in row two,
the
right?
Steel trap, phalanx. It's been sitting up there for 13 years waiting to spread phalanx.
When they really do it, though, don't they use the super long spears and the guy in the front is just holding the shield only and the second
There are many different variations of the phalanx that have evolved over time. Greek phalanx was among the
Roman.
Best.
I guess technically any body of troops or police officers standing or moving in close formation is considered a phalanx. So there you go.
Started in Greece. Ancient times. You guys are amazed that I remembered that, huh? You wouldn't even tell me I was right again.
I'm just surprised we're still on the subject.
Well, we're trying to figure out which ancient character or famous military character Butch Jones reminds you of. And what I'm saying is that the guy in 300 at least had
Apiltes.
What are you doing?
That's his name.
Say it again.
Well, it's written two different ways. Apiltes or Apiltes.
Apiltes was what they said in the movie.
Apiltes with an H.
Apiltes with a PH.
Mm-hmm.
Apiltes.
Betrayed the Greeks.
You're good with the spear. Now, lift your shield. I'm sorry. You can tend to the wounded and stack the bodies over there. And then he leaves and he goes to that weird, scary place where there's drugs and women and alcohol flowing. And then Xerxes, the golden god, who was not a god at all. He just painted himself gold. But apparently in real life, he was a giant. He was a really big dude,
mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. What are the odds of being royalty and huge? Most royalty people, when you go back through history, very tiny. Very, very short.
You know why? Because they all intermarry. They want to keep the blood pure.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's
a lot of incest.
It's a bad idea. They're marrying their cousins and stuff.
Gross. Like
who knew we'd get Xerxes and Esther all in hour one of 3 and Out today? It's pretty good.
All we got to do now is go into Game of Thrones and all that stuff. We're tied it all
hit
together.
Hit for the cycle.
Aethelates, says Chad.
No, there's
Garrison
no there's
Tyrion. P-H-I-A-L-T-E-S.
That's not, yeah, there's no, they've put an extra syllable in there.
Who has?
The way you said it a second ago.
This is a field tease. A field tease.
Yeah, a field tease.
A PH or TH?
PH.
Okay. Chad said it with a TH. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
No.
Alval says his paper on Greek military tactics also got a C.
God.
Well, you know about Greek history, but you can't grade a paper right? What was that guy's name? I forgot my professor's name. It was really tough because we had basketball practice early in the morning. I fell asleep in that class every day. I can't tell you how many pages of my notes would be the first three words of a sentence and then a line across the page where I had fallen asleep and my arm had drifted. It was very embarrassing. I was a sleepy kid in college.
Sad.
Taking those notes at 7 a.m., very, very tough.
Corey Hill reminded us
Troy.
That...
Yeah, that's a good one, too, in Troy. Notches in the shield to help get the spear through. Genius.
Corey Hill reminds us that smoking the cigar, while painful, may not top Butch Jones putting on his Alabama championship ring.
Okay.
To start next football season.
Do interns get rings?
That's a great question.
I mean, sure, he can get handed a $20 cigar that they were probably gifted by. It's probably a recruiting
person. Would he be able to light it?
No,
would
someone,
you put money,
someone would
someone
light
have
it
to tell
for him.
How to do it.
Someone would light it for him. He'd light the back end and smoke the tobacco end first.
They'd hand him the, you know, they'd hand he wouldn't have to clip it off.
I was going to say, they'd hand him the cutters, and he'd be like, what is this, for fingernails?
Yeah.
Yeah, take that. That was a great one, Butch. Idiot. Is Lyle the Theon Greyjoy of college? Hey, we might have found it. We might have found it. You just give somebody some Game of Thrones thought. Theon.
Your name is Reek.
Theon.
He's Reek at Alabama.
No, you're no longer Theon. You're Reek.
He waves the sausage. Is he? Is he Reek? Is he Theon? All ball back
all
with the goal.
Theon at least has some redeeming qualities about him.
He does. He is at least loyal. At the end, now, spoiler alert, Theon loyal again.
I mean, it's Game of Thrones. Who knows?
I said it for now. We don't know how it ends. That's,
Brian
Theon's not bad.
Brian sends us a, what's his name? Baelish.
Lord Baelish. Ooh.
He's
I don't know,
smart,
man.
Though.
Yeah,
he's
Littlefinger was way too smart to be Butch. Although the ending, I could.
Well, see, Theon's pretty perfect because even at first he was not in his region. Even the pilot episode, Theon is kind of out of his element. Really, he's in over his head. I mean, he's a part of the Stark family. You know, he's a part of the Vol family at the beginning of this whole story. But he's really from another land, you know, i.e., in this case, Butch Jones, Cincinnati. He's really not supposed to be performing on this level of, like, royalty and lineage with the Stark family. And ultimately, you find out why he's not up to the task.
He might be Lord Robin. He's just like the little kid that just kind of has, like, all this power, but he really didn't deserve it. He doesn't ever do anything. He's just kind of there.
Throw the little man through the door, mommy. Just sucking on the.
Okay.
We need to take a break.
Well, I almost thought you should say at least he was breastfeeding. You just said sucking on the. You got to be careful.
That's
he
true.
Was breastfeeding.
Yeah, yeah.
At like age 13. That's not bad, really. When you think about it. Moondor.
Youngest team in America.
Gosh.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Looking to become a healthier, happier you? NutriShop can help make it happen. NutriShop is your vitamin and supplement headquarters. Locally owned and operated with top-notch customer service, NutriShop staff can provide you with the advice and support you need to begin living a healthier lifestyle. Located at 107 Moss Grove Boulevard, right off Kingston Pike, and with locations in Franklin and Murfreesboro, NutriShop offers free product samples and diet plans, and you can always stop in for free scan analysis on the cutting-edge in-body scanner. NutriShop. Go from a Frankenstein to a Frankenfine.
Toyota Knoxville offers a lifetime warranty at no charge on every new Toyota and most pre-owned vehicles at any service and repair shop in the USA or Canada. And their lifetime warranty is easy to qualify for. Just follow the factory recommended maintenance and your vehicle will be protected from any engine, engine block, intake, manifold, oil pump, water pump, transmission, problems, plus more. If you have any questions about Toyota Knoxville's lifetime warranties, get the facts at toyotaknoxville.com or stop in and see them in I-40 and the Lovell Road exit. Toyota Knoxville, our town, your dealership. Welcome home.
Ben says yes.
Ben says yes.
Ben says yes.
Ben says yes. Old Ben Franklin Motors always says yes.
Yes.
Ben says you're approved.
Yes.
Ben owns the bank.
Yes.
Ben buys cars.
Yes.
Ben has your car.
Yes.
Yes. Ben says yes. If you live in Knoxville, Alcoa, Oak Ridge, or even Wartburg, you probably know someone who's bought a vehicle from one of Old Ben Franklin Motors' 4 locations. Why? Because Ben says yes. Old Ben Franklin Motors has been making owning a car easy and affordable for over 30 years. You're looking for easy financing and great selection, and Old Ben Franklin Motors always says yes. 4 locations, 1 website. Go to oldbenfranklinmotors.com and see the selection on Kingston Pike, in Alcoa next to Walmart, Illinois Avenue in Oak Ridge, and Old Ben Franklin Ford in Wartburg. Go to oldbenfranklinmotors.com for the one word you're looking for. Yes. Ben says yes.
On Thursdays, put your knowledge to the test at Hops and Hollers during live team trivia starting at 8 p.m. Play solo or bring a group to try to win the coveted weekly trivia championship belt of the world of Knoxville. Special vendor prizes, merchandise, and Hops and Hollers gift cards. 32 beers on tap, over 100 other beers in the fridge. Hops and Hollers, your local neighborhood craft beer store and tap room. A Tennessee bar doing Tennessee things. Dean Heating, Plumbing, and Cooling is proud to serve homeowners, businesses, builders, and large commercial companies in the Knoxville area with all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. And now with their new excavator, they can handle sewer line and plumbing line repipes. Dean PHC offers free service calls. They guarantee the parts and their labor for 10 years on all installations of HVAC equipment and 5 years on all service repairs. And they're now servicing Nashville. Visit DeanPHC.com or call 865-382-0849. Dean Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Football season means tailgating, watch parties, and repping the Vols in your best orange and white gear. And Alumni Hall has what you need for every occasion, including the best selection of your favorite brands like Nike, Nike Golf, Southern Tide, Tommy Bahama, Yeti, and more, as well as everything you need to show your passion from your home, car, office, or tailgate. 6 locations throughout the state, Brentwood, Bristol, Knoxville, and Murfreesboro, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Alumni Hall, where game day is every day.
You could win $500 and a chance to win a trip to the SEC Championship in the Food City Tailgater of the Game. Each UT home game. Shop at Food City. Decorate your tailgate. And you might be named Tailgater of the Game. Visit foodcity.com/tailgate-UT for details. And listen to Tennessee Tailgate with Cody McClure and Brandon Orrick 2 hours before kickoff. Live from Leaderboard on the Strip each week for Tennessee football. It's the Fan Run Tennessee Tailgate. Game days on Fox Sports Knoxville. Fan Run Radio.
90% of bad breath smells originate in the mouth. Tooth enamel is the hardest structure in the human body. People prefer blue toothbrushes to red ones. These deep dental thoughts are brought to you by Smith Family Dentistry in Oliver Springs. If you've had a deep dental thought that it's time to make a trip to the dentist, go ahead and schedule a visit today by calling 865-435-4100 or visit smithfamilydds.com. That's Smith Family Dentistry at 865-435-4100 or smithfamilydds.com.
Spring and summer in East Tennessee mean plenty of get-togethers with friends and family. And Sweet Peas Barbecue wants to make your life a little easier by providing the goods. Stop into their 2 area locations, downtown and off Maryville Pike, or have them cater your event, party, or gathering. With an amazing selection of delicious smoked meats and made-from-scratch sides, Sweet Peas has you covered no matter the occasion. Visit sweetpeabbq.com to browse their menus and find the location nearest you. Don't be fooled. Try Knoxville's finest at Sweet Peas Barbecue.
Final segment, hour number one, 3 and Out driven by Toyota Knoxville. What was the...
Someone said Hitler.
Hitler was too successful.
Striking similarities, really. Both built powerful armies. Neither of them knew how to use their armies or team to their full strength. Both ended up making terrible game-time decisions, leading to their ultimate destruction. And both are overall unbearable.
I guess there's worse comparisons. What was the...
I feel like I could go deeper on that one, and I'm just going to
stop. Yeah, let's just stop right there. That's probably good. It's probably
gonna
good.
Going to be done.
John Wilkes Booth, what was... The rationale on that one?
Let me find it real quick.
Thought that was pretty good.
He killed something amazing, shot it in the back like a coward, only to break his leg on the way out and be killed by the cavalry. Allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
Some people
that
say
theory.
Booth got away.
Maybe this is like what actually happened. He was able to ride away and just was never
he
prominent.
And he
again.
Didn't break his leg. He fell on a helmet. And that's the truth.
That's the truth.
He didn't jump out of a balcony. People like Butch don't usually make history. It's hard to find a historical figure who is affably successful briefly, then exposed to have nothing. Usually those kinds of people are number two in command, like Mark Antony, not bad. But who is Butch Jones? Caesar? No. Caesar was brutally murdered. Butch did it to himself. I really mean, maybe it brings back the Hitler one when you think about it. He did it to himself. Sorry.
I think Theon for me. That's the one.
I don't know. It's yet to play out. We don't know. We don't know how it ends up for Theon. We don't know how it ends up for Jones. So maybe they're just.
Yeah, I mean, Theon ultimately kind of helps the original family.
Is being fired at Tennessee only to be the intern at Bama, is that the, for Theon? Is that the snip? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Like, you're still around, but everybody knows you,
well,
you're
okay.
Nothing.
So what is the ultimate kind of calling and purpose of a coach to, like, coach players, right? Mm-hmm. And right now, Butch Jones?
Can't do it.
Can't coach
not
the players.
Not allowed to do it.
He's not allowed to, you know, impart
not
his
allowed,
wisdom.
Can't. We don't really know.
Right.
No one really knows.
What do you expect after the game? You see any warm embraces with former players?
That's a great question. You asked
I was
that
wondering
after the
that
show
yesterday. I'm going to be. I will be interested to see that. What does that look like as the game ends regarding Butch Jones, regardless of what happens in the game? But do a lot of players go find him? Do players ignore him? Does he ignore play? Does he just run to the locker room and say, I'm out of here? You know, it was wild when you go back and watch the Georgia game. I mean, dozens of Georgia defenders who, when you think about it, a couple years removed. I mean, these are the juniors and seniors now on the Georgia defense running over to not say hey, but to hug Jeremy Pruitt and to say, hey, good job, congratulations on the job, blah, 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 blah. You know, probably a couple of thank yous. Do we see that Saturday? Like, does Trey Smith, Juwan Jennings.
Well, we know Juwan.
Won't?
Won't, yeah.
See, I don't know. Because he didn't have the problem necessarily with Butch, I don't think. I could be wrong. But it was Brady. It was Brady Hoke that kicked Juwan off the team.
Who's the most. Who are some of the players that are most likely to.
I don't know.
Still like Butch Jones?
I don't know. That.
Like some of the guys that just started and played the whole time, like, you know, I don't know.
But who are those guys are still here? Like Kyle Phillips played his best football this past weekend.
Darren Kirkland, I don't know, like players.
Maybe.
Players that just, maybe. Players that were probably overpromised but actually got what they were at least promised in terms of
maybe.
Playing time.
Maybe.
Marquez Callaway seems like a nice guy. He might go over just to do it, just to be nice.
Right, yeah. Although he did say, we need a tough coaching, and Pruitt gives us that. Like, this is what we needed.
Yeah.
But he might also say, but I didn't want tough coaching.
Garantano? Probably not.
No. Jared Garantano is going to do the, what was the movie? Really? I always forget the name of this movie. It has Kathy Ireland in it as the kicker.
Necessary Roughness.
Yeah, Necessary Roughness. Or maybe it's not even in that. No, he does it in that movie, and then it was brought back in Varsity Blues. Jared Garantano is going to have to spike a ball, and he's just going to chuck it at Butch's face. Just right on the sideline.
Oh, you know, it happens.
He's deadly. He's deadly accurate.
Necessary Roughness.
Garantano.
And
Varsity Blues. He hits the guy on the horse.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about No, it's a different place.
Ooh, here's a good one. Yeah. Not Theon, but Ramsey. Self-righteous, didn't actually do anything to earn it. Overzealously angry at anyone that questioned him.
Very angry.
Napoleon complex, loved by no one. Stayed holed up in the one castle he was able to conquer until everyone showed up and beat him to a pulp. And then he was fed to dogs.
Only his dogs loved him.
Are we the dogs?
No. But everyone turned. Be the sports
great
animal.
Point. Everyone turned their back on him the first chance they got. He's a cruel leader.
It's not bad. Not bad at all. There's so many different types of characters. I think you could play this game with Game of Thrones all the time.
Yeah, I like the ones going. I like the history comparisons. I like going back, looking at historical events and people.
Somebody throw out Napoleon? Really? Like this? I think he was too successful.
I can't remember. I said it to you during the break. I mean, Butch did snap the streak against Florida. He beat Georgia, right? He beat that South Carolina team that was so good. He took Spurrier down when nobody else at Tennessee could for years. Hell, he caused Spurrier to retire.
It's true.
That was the week, but wasn't that a week before Tennessee? He was like, I can't lose to these guys again. I'm hanging it up.
Yeah, he didn't want to come back to Neyland Stadium.
Just saying. It's possible.
You don't see it in historical context, but all those other guys probably had somebody that was doing a lot of the dirty work and just getting stuff done, kind of like Josh Dobbs was for us.
Yeah.
That was kind of more in the shadows.
That's why the young Robin is so interesting, because it's like everyone's like, yeah, man, we'll do what you say. All right, here's what we're really going to do. Like, that's what all the coaches and players did for Butch, right? It's like, hey, techniques over tactics in 63. And they're like, yeah, we're going to teach him that. Listen here, guys. You're going to have to do this on your own. We can't stop him. He's just going to keep talking. But just listen to us and what we say. Yeah. Butch is like calling in a signal. And they're holding up the real signal behind him. He's like, yeah, that's what I called. Got nailed it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We'll keep digging on that.
You can send in any historical comparisons or mythological or entertainment, anything you want, at Fox Sports Knox, at Ballroom Real, at Nate Hodges, at Davey_Hudson. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number two next. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.